What's going on, everybody? Everybody chilly chilly on the Chuck Chuck.
What that choo choo do?
Yeah, so, hey, listen, on this segment here, I'm going to share a little bit about myself. Only to perhaps enlighten certain people in certain ways, maybe something I could say that will help you get through whatever it is that you might be going through. Because God knows I'm going through some stuff that I never thought that I would be going through when I cared. You know what I mean? So it's different when you go through stuff and you're young and dumb, half crazy. You ain't lying, you sure was, you know. And so you didn't have something, you had to go do what you do. Well, you don't do that anymore when you care. And, you know, and you establish yourself in a certain way of being Uncle Daddy Pop Pop. And at the same time, you have it stripped. And it comes stripped in a way that's like, whoa. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm pointing the fingers at the government, you know, and they're turning their back on small businesses, which they did, you know, and supporting foreign small businesses, which they did. But at the same time, you know, when you're going through what you're going through and you're trusting in God all the way, God is always going to allow you to see the manifestation of your situation because of what I've done. Okay, so for me, you know, there you have to take a look in that mirror. You know, Michael said, you know, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Don't stop singing, man. Yeah, okay, you know, but I said, I'm asking him to change his ways. You know, you got to look in the man, look at the man, look at the woman in the mirror. And that's the only way you're going to see what you need to see. Period. There's not enough to be said. I mean, everything that I'm going through, I've been able to sit back and say, you know what, this is 100% my fault. And I can take that responsibility and that blame, but at the same time, really? Yeah, really. But why is it 100% my fault? Because I 100% did not talk to God. I did not trust in Jesus. 100% of every decision that I made along the way. You know, when things are good, you've heard that cliche, right? When things are good, you just, whew, everything is rolling. It's like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, you just forget all about this and forget, oh, you skip church. You don't listen to the Bible. And, you know, you say, oh, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ain't no question about it. But when you're making decisions and you're blessed, why don't we talk to God before we start making these decisions? Why does it have to be a situation where afterwards you're like, okay, how did God, please help me, please help me. Believe me, I've been there. Okay, you're praying at night, you're praying in the morning, you're praying all the time. It's like, yeah. But there's one problem. We keep doing the same old thing. And we, for some reason, for some crazy reason, like, think it's going to change. Book of James will tell you that. Someone wavering back and forth in their thoughts and opinions and what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. At some point in time, when do you commit to do it? Because you didn't commit to talking to God, to trusting in Jesus, period. And the thing that really gets you is when you start to look back on your life and you see things that I've done, and I just say, wow, how could I have done that? You know? You get the feeling, you understand, and you look back and you just realize you didn't think anything, you didn't feel anything. But the whole point is, when you trust and believing in Jesus, then you know that the blood that he gave on the cross was to forgive you for everything that I've ever done. But at some point in time, you have to move forward. This is why it's so hard being, as they say, a Christian. I don't really call myself a Christian. I don't know where that Christian thing came from. If nothing in the Bible said, but Jesus never said one time that he was a Christian. He said he was a Jew, and everyone else was Gentiles. But he served everyone when he walked this earth. It didn't matter who, what, when, where, how, because he had a level of forgiveness in his heart to let things go. That's it. And he believed in it and trusted in it to the point that he gave his blood on the cross to forgive us for all of our sins forever. Until that day when it's time, when the Father calls us, when we are done doing what he wants us to do on this earth. Excuse me. And once we're done, we die. That was created in the very beginning. Although he did not create us to die. These bodies were created to live forever. And when you look at how they were developed and put together and the brain. Whew. We were lacking one thing. No, we weren't. But that one thing was taken away from us when Adam allowed himself to be seduced. See, it's always been Adam, even though Eve ate the fruit. But see, Adam is the one that ate the fruit from Eve. But God still gave us an opportunity to reach that promised land, to have what he had originally created. And we still have that opportunity. But mankind, we have to take a look at ourselves and see what's taking place. I got everything going on with this election and so forth and so on. And I can look at that and speak on that. But right now, I just want to speak on individual people. Hey, listen, peeps. We are responsible for any and everything that happens to us. Me, I'm in a situation where I have to go to my son for money and I'm tired of it. I've had enough. That's not the way it was supposed to be. But as things happen and you don't prepare yourself for those things that happen, then you find yourself in the crossroads of hell. You have to look down the road. We have to prepare ourselves. Unfortunately, in the ways of this world, we have to prepare ourselves for the worst. Because it's inevitable that we are headed into that direction. Who is going to be leading us there? I don't know. But we need to learn to lead ourselves. We need to learn to look in the mirror. We need to learn to take care of our finances. In this world, you have to. In this country especially, if you don't take care of your finances in this country, they can be wiped out in a millisecond. With all the laws and rules and regulations and bylaws and this and that, this court, that court. Oh my goodness, seriously? Do we really have to live this way? Does it have to be this bleak of a life? For what? Can we not at least try to be obedient to God? And that's been my issue. I'm talking that talk, but I'm not walking it. And I have to fess up. I have to own it. I'm not walking it because I'm not confiding in God and trusting in God. I'm sitting, I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about this, I'm worried about that. How am I do this? How am I do that? It's like, no. No, that's not trusting and believing in God. That's why I'm in the situation I'm in. That's why we all get in situations because we don't trust, we don't talk to God, we don't talk to Jesus, we don't listen to Him talking to us. God is talking to us all the time. He's telling us what to do, the right thing to do all the time. But we are, I don't have to do it like this. I don't have to do it like that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But why? Because God is telling you to do the righteous thing. But we don't. And that's not to say that, you know, you're breaking any laws or anything. It's just certain things that we can do to just make ourselves better. Number one, love God. Number two, love yourself. Number three, love your family. You can't love your family if you're not loving yourself. You can act like whatever. If you're not taking care of you, you're going to have a problem. And see, that's where I missed. I didn't take care of me at all. I took care of everybody else. That's what I did. But I forgot me. I didn't think for me. Not to be selfish or self-centered, but that's the bottom line. I didn't say, hey, Rick, this is what you need here. All right, you got to look out for yourself, man. You know, what if this happened? What if that happened? God has talked to me all the time. He's always told me that. And I never listened. So you find yourself in a situation now. Oh, my goodness. I just cannot believe that I'm in this predicament that I'm in now. It's embarrassing. It's absolutely dumbfounded, and I can sit there and point fingers at the government from now to yonder. Bottom line is, I never should have trusted that. I should have trusted God. Period. Nothing else to be said. I gave all I had to give, but I didn't give myself anything. And that's been sad. You know, you think you're doing okay, you got clothes, you got your ring, you got watches, you got this, and you got your hats, and this and then you're having a cookout, and boom, 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 and everything, a checky-checky on that, choo-choo, but it wasn't, man. It just wasn't. I used to ask Cynthia all the time, I said, why does everybody think I have so much money? I don't have any money. She's like, why does everybody think that? Because everything that I had, I gave. And I'm okay with that. That's not an issue with me. All I'm saying is, you can give, but you got to remember, you got to give to God first and give to yourself second. Then you can take care of everything else. You're able to recognize because you know you're connected to God. You're going to listen to what God is telling you. You're going to have people bring food, you know, with to the cookout instead of you just going to pack, buy it all. It's like, what in the world? Then get plates for people to take food home and everything else. It was good while it was good, but then it died. And boy, did it die quick. Man, COVID ate it up. Wiped my businesses out, man. I mean, but at the same time, what can I say? Other than it's been a very rewarding, humbling, humiliating, get it all in there, experience. It really has been, you know? But it is what it is. And that's the bottom line. So when it is what it is, and if you don't like it, then you need to understand what it is that you need to do to make sure it doesn't happen again. And that's the bottom line. I got it. I understand it. I feel it a lot, man. And at the same time, if giving me an opportunity, when you're going through something and you are open and you're not stressed out, you're going to stress, you're going to think, okay, you're going to feel that. But at the same time, when you're open and you're understanding and you're not hating and you're talking to God, and God is constantly telling you this, that, showing you different things. He's telling you why people will sit in the office and take a gun and blow their brains out. Number one, because they don't trust in Him, don't believe in Him. That's the only way you can kill yourself. If you are trusting in God, then you truly understand that suicide is the absolute worst thing you could possibly do. Because that's just about, I guess, from what I read and had listening to, it's like that is the guaranteed ticket to hell. Because you are destroying God's creation purposefully when you don't have to. I understand why people want to take drugs to the point where you just want to just like forget about it. You don't want to think about anything. And you wind up ODing. That's a form of suicide. Because you know you're taking too much. You know you shouldn't take it. Sentinel. The heck am I going to take Sentinel for? Well, number one, I have no idea what it is. I know it does kill. And I don't know how much to take not to die. So why would you even want to tap on it? Because we get frustrated, we get irritated with this life in which we're living in this world. People are so disconnected now until it's mind-blowing. When I speak about what the government did to small businesses in this country, people keep telling me, well, the states got all that money. No, the states took care of business with the money they had. The money I'm speaking about is the money that the government promised us, and then they turned their back, and then the Senate killed the bill again in April of 22. No one speaks on it. But then you got a person running for president saying, well, I love small businesses. I want to jump through the TV and say, what in the world? You sit on that Senate seat. You heard the vote. You said nothing. And you're talking about you love small businesses. Which ones? The ones the rich people have? And no, I'm not supporting Donald Trump. Forget that. Stop it. That's not even a possibility of a who and a what would. I would never support that man. Not in this world. Not in this life. And I cannot understand how people can vote for this human being. That's all I can say. I just don't get it. But I do. That's part of going through what you go through when you go through it. I've been able to understand and identify with a lot of things. But those people that say, well, I'm voting for him, I'm MAGA. Or why are you voting for Trump? Because I like what he says. He says what I'm thinking. Or he does. Well, can I ask you a question? Is what you're thinking qualifying you to be president of the United States of America? That's what I want to know. Because in his first term, he rode the coattail of Barack Obama, President Obama. He rode his coattail. His economy was rolling. And that's what Trump rode. Now he's trying to get back in again to ride Biden's coattail. This economy is not bad. It's stupid. Okay? People need to take care of their money because what's about to come, I keep telling you, I said 2 years ago, 5 years, so maybe 3 years now, you're going to see a difference in this country that is going to absolutely blow your mind. It's going to happen a whole lot quicker if Trump gets back in that White House. Whew. That's going to be some made-for-TV drama there. Can any of you not see that? I cannot understand for the life of me yet why women would even consider voting for this man. I don't get it. His own wife is not on the campaign trail with him. She ain't out there with him. She's like doing what she does over here, smart as she can be, just like I don't want nothing to do with it. All the people that worked for this man in his last administration, none of them want, oh, Giuliani, oh, that poor guy. Did you ever get paid yet? You know, I don't know. But it's like everybody left. The man was going to have his vice president hung if they had gotten to him. That's crazy. Nobody wants to be a part of this guy other than, you know, you get the little turncoat like Nikki Haley. Donald Trump has my full 100% support after saying, I'm not kissing the ring. Yes, you did. You kissed the ring, his toes, and everything else. you piece of garbage. As far as I'm concerned, this vice president, he's sitting there non-Trumpster. Now you want got a possible power position. Now you ready to kiss butt too. Pull his pants down there. Go ahead and lick his behind there, monkey. You know, you guys are a piece of garbage, man. You talk that talk. But then when it comes time to step up to the plate, you all turn around like a bunch of wimps. And what's the difference between all you people that want to vote for this man? He don't give a good flying diddly about you all. He don't care about none of you. Period. The man wants to get into office, do what he wants to do, create havoc in this country. You think you got division in this bad boy. Now, if he gets back in that office, I don't care what nobody has said. I'm giving it from my perspective, my opinion, everything that I've heard come out of this demon's mouth, because he is the devil, as far as I'm concerned. Okay? If he ain't, then he ain't the devil. But boy, if he is, oh, he's a representative and a half. Everything about this man is discounting somebody, talking about this person, that fraud, they stupid, they dumb, they ugly, I'm prettier than that. Shut you evil dog. You know, shut your mouth, man. But then again, let me stop sitting here judging. Actually, I'm not judging. I'm just stating facts. I'm stating the facts of everything that come out of that man's mouth. Okay, all of a sudden you got his little party out there. He said, all right, enough questions. I don't want no more questions. Let's party. Turn the music up. Why? He can't answer the question. He doesn't have a plan. He doesn't have a policy. He doesn't have anything going on. He don't talk about anything. You know? Vice President Harris, she laid out her agenda for migrants. This situation, I mean, what I heard her say, it sounds really good. But to do that, she is going to need a Democratic Congress and a Democratic Senate. That's what she's going to need to do that. Then we will find out exactly what's going to take place. Because from Trump running in 16, talking about building the wall, the Mexicans going to pay for it, etc., etc., he did nothing. They were coming across the border when he was president still. He did not have a mass gathering and sending them back. He didn't do it. And he's talking the same yak now, that he's going to just round everybody up and mass deportation. You ain't going to do nothing, man. You're talking a whole bunch of talk that people want to hear you say things. And you say things that they want to hear. But they get hypnotized, mesmerized by a whole bunch of jabs, because that's all you do. You talk a whole bunch of garbage for nothing, about nothing. But see, for me personally, I'm able to sit back you know, going through everything that I'm rocking through and going through and so forth and so on. God is saying, okay, come on, I want you to see this. Okay? I see things in a different way. I do. I don't know why. Not that my way is the right way. I'm just saying, I just try to see things in a completely different manner. Okay? So, as far as Trump is concerned, how in the world do you people, do you really want to live in a republic? I mean, this is not a democracy, period, bottom line, because if it was, we wouldn't have these delegates and all this other nonsense. The people vote what rule, and that's it, and Trump, we wouldn't even be talking about this right now. But then again, I don't know, because this guy has controlled the Congress for the last 4 years. You're all sitting here talking about migrants and the border, etc., etc., and he want to run on that thing. They told you all that. Did you not hear it when the bill passed, was presented to the Congress, bipartisan bill, just sitting there waiting for a vote, and the votes would, it would easily pass, but the Speaker of the House, Mike, whatever you want to call him, kissing the boo-hoo or whatever, Johnson, he got a freeze on it for his boy. His man, his whatever he is to him, his God, I guess. I don't know what it is with these people, man. How do you people, that's the thing that gets me more than anything else. All you people that are sitting here, I'm mad. You people are sitting here worshiping a human being. That is crazy. How do you worship a human being that has basically done nothing for you ever, never will, or for anyone else for that matter, like 6 bankrupt. How you bankrupt a casino? Because you don't want to pay people. You don't want to do nothing. You want to do things the way you want to do it, have it be done the way you want it done, and that's all you care about. And now you want to get back in that seat so you can just create hell for this country. This man is going to try to turn this country into a republic for real? Yeah, where the government is going to rule, except he is going to run the government. So, you know, I'm trying to stay away from that word, dictatorship. Yeah, that's what it is, okay? That's why I keep saying republic, because that's what we have. That's what we have right now. It's like basically a republic dictatorship because we have to do everything that we're told to do. Have you taken a look at the tax code in this country? Where it punishes people for being married. And at the same time, you know, these people running around talking about they want to kill kids. Oh, man. Okay, Trump, send him over there. Have a seat there for you. You a timeout. Yeah, that ain't going to do no good. You know, I mean, now you got the Democratic Party. You got three parties in this country. Okay, three. You got the Democrats. You got the MAGAs. And you have the Republicans. And it is like, what in the world? Three parties. And all three of them serve the same purpose. Control. That's it. That's all they want. They all three of them want control. They want to dictate and dominate humanity. Period. Bottom line. I heard Trump in one of his speeches say, if I win the president, we are going crypto, 100% crypto. Like, I heard him say this out of his mouth on TV. I was like, wow, man, this dude is like, he got some investments here. Now he got, I thought I was going to put Trump over there. Man, but now he got, what is that, Jeff Bezos? Whatever one of these guys, one of these billionaires running around with him now. You know, I'm just like, but see, I don't see things like that. I see things from the way I see it. So that's why I don't know which one of them is running around with him because it's relevant to me. Because I understand what the purpose is. Okay? So I got that part. So what the media is projecting and so forth and so on, I try to hear and listen to everything that everyone has to say. And this is why I say all three of these things are just so demonic and too devious. All three of these parties. We need a people's party. That's what we need. We need people that's going to represent the people in this country. Not just the president, but if the Congress and the Senate. That's what we need. Okay? And how is that done? I'm not sure. But every party that's tried, they tried in the past, the Tea Party, etc. They all went. Where'd they go? They got sucked in to the money. See, the people's party, it cannot have lobbyists in the Congress and the Senate where they're getting ready to cast votes and so forth and so on. See, the Menendez was just half cuckoo crazy. We got money, dollar bills in his coat pocket. Man, what's wrong with you? Jeez, I don't know. But at least, you know, I guess the rest of them smart enough to put the dollar bills in their pocket and make sure they take it out and put it away somewhere so it can't be found, I guess. Because you cannot tell me that bill to support small businesses in the Senate was not bought. It was bought. It had to have been bought out because there's no way anybody's going to tell me, but that just don't want to tell you, brother, because I hate to tell you, they didn't pass it. Oh, yeah, that's right. Let it go. Yeah, all right, cool. But seriously, you know, it's like, how do you turn your backs on your own people? That is a form of treason, man, as far as you turned your back on your own countrymen and supported Ukrainian small business. I can't get this. But at the same time, I look at these three parties and I say, I got it. It's all about power. It's all about money. It's all about control. And that's it. We want to be in power. We want the control to do what? So if the Democrats win, you want to make sure that you are able to appoint Supreme Courts justices that will vote the way you want them to vote. How about the way the people in this country want to vote? How about you put this bill up for a national vote? Popular vote, as you say. popular. No, I want to say the people's vote will count. Okay, if you want a federal ban, you want a federal abortion, you want Roe v. Wade, whatever you call it, then you put it out there on the ballot and let the people vote on it. It's just that simple. But for you all to sit in your chambers or in your seats and whatever and make decisions for humans that you really don't give a good squat about. The population in this country is completely out of control. It really is. In this small town that I live, I see so many cars going in front of this house and crazy. It's absolutely nuts. And it's only a two-lane highway. One going. But it's like, phew, look like you're on 280 somewhere. It's like zoom, zoom, zoom. What in the world? Where's all these people come from in this small town? They're coming. And they are here. Okay? That border is a problem. It needs to be fixed. And the only way you're going to get it fixed, if you get the people in there that's going to get that bill done, what Vice President Harris laid out, it sounds good. It sounds real good. But you need the backing to get that done. Donald Trump has yet to lay out anything about anything other than mass deportation. Shut up, man. So the Democrats, they sit there and same old nonsense. This is the party that still have black people running around here in 2024 talking about slavery and this and that. Now stop it already with this nonsense. Okay? People running around here and you protesting in this country for wars that's taking place over there. We don't have nothing to do with that. So stop protesting in the universities in this country. Okay? Our kids don't have nothing to do with that. You want to go over there? Go over there and protest. Go over there and put the uniform and fight for your country. Whatever you want to do. I don't know what you want to do. But you guys have something going on over there that has been going on for centuries throughout the history of the Bible, throughout everything. It's like, for what? Is it ever going to end? Yes. In the annihilation of mankind. World War III is right at the door, knocked on the open crack, got a little crack in it, and you can see nothing but fire. As it is scripted, it's going to be fire this time, y'all. And that's it. I don't mean scared nobody or whatever, but it's going to be fire this time. Because everything is right there for it to be. And it's going to happen in such a short period of time. It's going to be... I pray that I'm wrong. I really do. You know, I want to be wrong on that one. I want to be so wrong. But as it looks, I'm not. I just don't think so. Unless we can get the People's Party in. Now, how long will that take? I don't know. Hopefully, if Vice President Harris went, then she can bring some change to the Republic and to that perhaps it may become a democracy. We'll see. Because if anyone is tired of the same old system, then I think you all, whether you're voting for Trump or whether you're voting for Harris or whoever you're voting for, I think you all need to come and wake up and say, you want change, then she's the only way. There's no other way. Trump is absolutely not the way. You're going to... What can I say? You think it's been a three-ring circus and he's just saying anything he says now? You let him win again. But Harris, for some reason, I believe it could be something different because of her background, how she came up, how loyal she is to Biden. Because as the media has tried to drag her through the mud to turn against him with some of their questioning, and she has not bitten. Okay? how would your administration be different from his? What would you change about the Biden? I wouldn't change anything. What kind of questions are those? They're lead questions, okay, to a bunch of garbage. To hearsay, this say, that say. That's all the media feeds on all the time. We need a people's media, okay? Why don't you people go out and interview people working in small businesses like me and myself, busting our behinds trying to keep something going that the government tried hard as a dog to take away from us. We're the only cafe open in a federal building in the state of New Jersey. And it's only two of us there. So recently, she wants to go visit her mother in Kenya. So we had shut down for 3 weeks. I couldn't afford that. And now I find myself having to reach out to my sons again. But that's the least I could do for her. Because she, besides my family, is the one person in my life that's never left me, never quit on me. I understand in the past, you know, some people have quit because I did this or I did that, I got that. But if you're talking about a woman don't quit. I'm not talking about a woman. I said a woman does not quit. But at the same time, a man does not fuel the fire. That's the biggest mistake that I made recently with my wife, is that I didn't listen to her. She wanted me to stop doing something. I wasn't willing to stop because I didn't feel like I was doing anything wrong. You were wrong right there. You ain't lying, so, you know. So you learn. That's all about manhood, man. That's another thing, looking in that mirror. You learn. You learn about manhood. You learn about the things that you need to do and how you need to do them. You learn the mistakes that you've made, but you got to let that go and move forward. Because if you keep thinking about the mistakes that you've made, you are destined to do them again. That's what's in your mind. But if you're constantly thinking about moving forward and how you're going to move forward and moving forward and how you're going to move forward, then that's what you're going to preoccupy your mind with. That goes back to the beginning of this whole segment, right? Say, man, you're all over the place. Well, it is what it is in this life. You know? You look in that mirror and you start to see what's going on. Even though, in my case, you know, this has been like a who and a what. It really has, man. My vision is like going, and but it's still here to some degree. Still ask the question sometimes, why? But then when I that's why I say sometimes, because when I ask that question, God immediately gives me the answer. What if you had 2020? No, I don't know. You know, so it's like no. What if you could drive? You know, no, I don't need to. What if you could? I don't need to. So it's giving me an opportunity to really look and focus on self. And that's all we all need to do, is look and focus on self. As I said in the beginning, take care of your finances. Take care of your money, man. I'm going to tell you now, because you're going to need it. Yeah, money ain't this money. Yes, it is. And it's scripted. You know, you take care of your finances. Take care of the money, because this is what the system and the world have chosen to go by. Okay? Why has humanity made these kind of decisions? Because the devil told you to. There's absolutely zero reason why we as human beings should be living the way we live. We should be living the way God intended us to live. And we can do that. But everybody goes to work. Do what you do. We man, we keep, and we keep the garden going and keep everything righteous. You know, and we wouldn't be worried about, hey, man, we haven't had rain in a month. What's going on here? Of course, what's going on here? What's going on here? We still got people down in Florida and North Carolina and Tennessee, Georgia, still trying to dig out from hurricanes. But we forgot all about that, right? The media don't go back there. They got what they got. They got their little juice and their meat, and they're gone now. every now and then they'll say something about it. But these people are still suffering, man. Still going through stuff. The people in Florida, man, that stuff comes, when that all that water stuff comes in, they go back to their houses, and you walk in the house, you got snakes and alligators and stuff in your house. Does anybody understand that? I do. And that's something that I would love to be in a position to do something about, to help. You know? But that's what God does. God gives you opportunity in this life to think and care about others in spite of what you're going through. So, you know, in spite of what I'm going through, I'm about as blessed as I can be. There's no question about it. Because all I have to do is turn around and look. You know, and look at all the blessings that God has given to me. Even though I've been crawling like a, whew, man, it's been a lot. But at the same time, it's been very enlightening. Extremely so. So, in the next segment, I'm going to get back to the little political scene. And I'm gonna try to put this thing in a little capsule for everybody. You know, a little capsule that says obedience to God, and it'd be all right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are the power, the kingdom, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This day is, hey man, get your behind down there and talk to the people. You ain't lying, Chucky. And that's what we're gonna do this morning here. Good morning, everyone. May God bless you all abundantly on this day, and that you are all
have all your personal and desirable and most definitely godly needs met.
Of course, Chucky, you a little faking this morning, huh? It's like, oh man, I'm good, bro. I'm good. You good? Yeah, I'm good. All right, cool, no problem. Okay, cool. But listen, I just want to talk to y'all this morning. You know, I think the last episode I was giving you a little personal opinions about myself and things that I'm going through, et cetera, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean? But at the same time, one thing I've come to learn in this life is that when God blesses you, He blesses you in His way, not our way. You know, my way is, yo, Lord, I think I'm ready. I know I'm ready. I'm ready. I know I'm ready. Ready for what? For the blessing God's going to give you? Oh, well, maybe you need to turn around and take a look at the blessings that you've gotten and that you're continuing to get. But sometimes we overlook those blessings because we're stuck on what we want and how we want to do it. And, you know, it's like we constantly pray. Pray, pray. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for this. I'm praying for that. How many times do people say, yeah, you know what, man? I'm praying for you, you know? But you don't really get down on your knees and pray for that person, do you? Now, a lot of people do. Don't get me wrong now, but many of us don't. I've said it many times myself. I'm praying for you. But in my own way, I do. But at the same time, have I gotten down on my knees and gave the glory to God? Or do I do it my way? And that's what we all do, right? We do everything our way. And what we are in for is going to be an amazing turn of events. Either way this election goes, it is going to be, I don't know. You know, and that's the whole point. Well, I think, even with Trump, you don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen, what's going to take place with this man. The problem that I have with all of that stuff is that, hey, none of it godly. We say, Chuck, man, they are probably demonistic demons, all of them. Everybody, all of y'all, all of us. Yeah, y'all. What about you? Excuse me. I told you, boy, I'm not of this world. I'm of your spirit. I am your Jesus. I keep telling you that. You keep telling me that. Yes, I keep telling you that. Okay, and how are you my Jesus? Where did I come from? A fragmentation of my imagination. I created you. But I haven't gone nowhere. You didn't create me. God created me. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm with you all the time. That's why I keep you in line. I keep you straight. I keep you aware. Yes, he does. And see, this is how Jesus talked to us. Not sounding like Chucky, okay? But, you know, Chucky's something like, I don't know. He came along, Chucky, choo choo one day, and he never left. I ain't going nowhere either until you go. I'm trying to get you where I'm going, man. Where I've been, but, you know, you're getting there, bro. You're getting there. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Because I'm telling you, being obedient to the word of God, being obedient to God, it is a highly difficult, practically impossible. It is impossible on this earth for humanity to be totally obedient to the word, or totally obedient to the Ten Commandments. It's not even what you do. It's what you think. That's why Jesus said from the Old to the New Testament, it doesn't matter what you do. If you think it, you've done it. Ain't number of times I've justified doing stuff because, well, I thought I might as well go ahead and do it. No, that ain't the answer. Oh, man, that is not the answer. Because they will keep you stuck on stupid for so long until it will blow your mind. You know, when you think that you're getting ready to do something to be disobedient to God, God is not going to approve of this, then don't do it. But we feel like, well, you know, I got to do it one last time. This is the last time I'm going to do this, whatever it is. Okay? I'm preaching from the choir, man. And that's it. This is why I keep trying to talk to people and say, hey, listen, if we can just be nicer, politer. You know, it's like my daughter's down in Texas. She loves Texas. You know, hey, things happen in Texas like everybody, every place else. But the thing is, things don't happen in Texas just like they don't happen everywhere else. The difference is the people in Texas, they say, good morning, howdy, how you doing? Oh, can I help you? They are neighborly. They are treating their neighbors as they would treat themselves, for the most part. Up here, man, forget about it. It's hi, bye, hi, how you doing? And then you're going to try to hold the conversation. People think you want something. Or whatever, you know? And that's how it is up north. You know, down south is just cool, man. People are friendlier. You know, you got stuff going on down there too. Believe me, I got that. But I'm talking about the part that isn't. I'm talking about the part that's serving God to the best it can be. You can't sit there and take one person and judge the whole mass unless you're talking Donald Trump. Are you talking the Democratic Party? Are you talking the MEGA Party? Are you talking the Republican Party? If you're talking individual heads and people, then, you know, this is where the problem comes. And this is where we need to understand that all of this leadership that we supposedly have, ain't none of it being obedient to God worth nothing. These people invest in wars more so than they do humanity. They are invested in money, control, power, dictatorships, period. Well, I mean, when you look at America now, America is, you know, you pay taxes and die.
you don't pay taxes, they just might as well be dead because they're going to take everything you got anyway. So what's the point between that and a dictatorship? I've got to ask. I think that's where a lot of people see Trump, but Trump is not the person that you want as a dictator. This guy is a vindictive human being without question. What he said about Liz Cheney the other day, that was criminal. That was a terroristic threat. Anybody else would have been slapped with a terroristic threat with those comments that he made on a public official. I don't care if you were the former president, the former CEO, the former bankruptcy, the former criminal, former whatever. Those were terroristic comments according to today's laws. That man should have been arrested. He should have been saying, wait a minute, what the hell? You can't do that. I mean, he came with big guns, too. He didn't come with a pistol, okay? Or a sniper, and he came with cannons. But say, what in the world? Point them at her head. Say, what's she going to do now? Oh, the part that kills me about this dude. This is how much he runs his mouth and talk a whole lot of talk. Okay? You take that little sissy and pack him in a room one-on-one, I guarantee he might pull his pants down and turn around and say, please don't hurt me. Okay? 65 monkey sitting here talking about if she was in a war, she would run around and run hide in the room somewhere, or if the guns gave, she would run, be scared half to death. You fix behind, sissy. Did you ever serve in the military? No. You got your daddy to buy your way out, didn't you? You should have been a nom, like everybody else. But you want to stand there on that podium, on that stage, and talk this talk, and you can't walk the walk. Period. Bottom line, that's who you are, sir, in my opinion. And I have a right to my opinion. I'm not being judgmental. I'm just stating facts, man, based upon everything that you have done, everything that you have said, and everything that you have said that you will do. Ooh. How in the world can you people possibly vote for this man? I truly believe in my faith in God. I believe that so many of you are going to go in that booth, talk and talk, and you ain't walking that walk once you get in there. Because once you get in there, it's yours. Nobody will ever know how you voted, when you voted, or who you voted for. And that's the truth. But everybody is shaking in the booth. I'm not concerned about it, man. I'm just going to turn the TV on and watch this made-for-TV drama that's about to unfold in America. Now, how deep does it get? I don't know. But it appears that it could get nasty. It's already. And he's getting nasty. I think for him to make that kind of comment, even he has gotten some kind of information that says, man, you are so far ahead, because these votes are being counted as we speak. Man, you are so far ahead, it's stupid. There's no way you can lose this election. If they're filling him with that kind of stuff again, Lord have mercy on your whole soul. Boy, you ain't lying. Boy, it's going to be a hoo-hoo. It's going to be. I don't want even want to forecast it. But I got that week off. So this is going to work one time. I'm going to sit home and watch an election all night long. I've never done it. I was just woke up and said, oh, Trump won? When he won, I couldn't believe he won. You know, I was like, are you serious? I said, oh, man. Bill Maher. He's going to have a ball with this, man. And he's going to have a ball with this one, too. You know, this could be World War III. This election. It doesn't matter who wins. And that's my whole point. If this media of ours in this country can shut this man down, it's the media has to shut him down. They have to stop broadcasting every single idiotic word that comes out of this man's mouth. Period. Bottom line. He talks about people like they're nothing. He don't care nothing about this, that. I'm going to tell you what he's good at. See, he'll say something stupid. Well, I don't care what the women want. But he knows how to fix that real quick. And that's the one thing I'm going to tell you. That's one thing that Trump is really good at. He'll say something out of his mouth that's so profound and then cover it immediately. He's good at that. I can do that. That's why I can recognize it. Okay? So, this is what we are dealing with in America right now. And we are only dealing with this, check this out, because we are disobedient to God. There is nothing else to be said. And when you're disobedient to God, you're going to get what you give yourselves. And what have we, as humanity, given ourselves throughout history? From the time Adam was disobedient and ate the fruit from Eve. Yeah, Eve got seduced, but God knew that she would be. This is why he called Adam. Okay? She was a gift to you from God, and you protect her with your life. And you should have been there to protect her from that serpent. And this is why mankind, we are responsible. So I hear my owner from the Mavericks, he got to back up a little bit because he stated the truth. Trump, do not ever have strong, smart, willed women around him on his campaign. Unless they're coming up to speak and move. But to travel with him and be with him and give him information, this is why he don't know anything. Because if you want information, I mean solid, true, factual information, you get it from a woman that is not scorned by the demon. And there's a lot of women out there. Okay? The Bible preaches about being in the company of a bad woman. Because a woman can seduce a man so quickly until it's 100 times quicker than a man can seduce a woman. Because if a woman's will is to that point, you can't break it. This is why he said he doesn't have strong women around him. He doesn't. He didn't say anything wrong. Every time you see him speaking or doing that, he's surrounded by a whole bunch of men. White men. You got a couple of tokens for whoever, whatever in there. All old, rich, white dudes, man. And I don't think a lot of people in this country realize that women, the greatest injustice to mankind on this earth has been its treatment of women. And I'm as guilty as anyone else. Because we are not taught to treat women with respect. I hear women say, they come a long way. Yes, you have. Oh my goodness. In some cases, I think maybe too far. I only say that because you don't have to. But when it comes down to what? Money? That's what it's all about. Who's going to make the money? With mankind, I think men, we have come so far that we have regressed back to the Roman days that there are so many on the other side of the fence. It's like there's nothing out here for the women. Well, man, what did you just say? I said what I said. You know, I don't have anything against anybody, whether you're gay, straight, sideways, upside down, or whatever. But I think a lot of this is caused because of mankind. All of it is caused because of mankind. As James Brown said, this is a woman, this is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. And he ain't lying. But it's a man's world. We created all this mess. Not to say that women didn't create anything. That's not what I'm speaking on. For somebody with the hop on that, understand what you're hopping on before you're hopping on it. I'm going to give you the truth. I hear people say, well, I like Trump because he says what we're thinking. Well, I say what a whole lot of things that I'm thinking. And people say, you said that? Yeah, I said that. It's how I feel. It's not to degrade or put down anything or anybody. But I think things have just went completely out of whack. We're getting ready to have a woman as the head of everything in this world. Basically, the office of the presidency of the United States of America is the highest office in the world because we have the baddest nuclear system in the world. Really? Yeah. And that's the only reason? That's the only reason. And we can come here. Oh, I'm sorry. People can come to this country and live and do and just. The hell? Wait. God. Oh, really? Yeah. They've taken God out of everything in this country. This is the most demonic, demonistic, devilish, delicious tasting country on the planet. So damn good that they would allow you to put chemicals and artificial this and that in the food in this country where other countries would never allow it. It's like Gatorade over here. Food coloring number who? Food coloring number two in Europe. You got to use what, carrots or something else, beets or whatever color you want to get. You're going to get that color from that. But in America, it's all good. Everything is cool. God exists in churches, and the churches are as corrupt as anything you can want to see. Many of them, not all of them. I know my church, which I got to get my behind back to track. I keep saying that. Why do I not go? Because I don't see well. And I don't feel like people saying I'm sorry and this and that and so forth and so on. I don't know what it is, man. But I'm going to get back. You know, so. I think it's a lack of self-confidence. It happens. You know, what can I say? You get stuck in that thing. I think that's where I'm stuck to a certain point anyway. But I'm starting to move more than I used to. But anyway, this country is on the verge of creating World War III. And that's the bottom line. At Mimi calling me back. So I think I'm going to bring this to an end on this morning and say, hallelujah. Hey, Jugger, what's up? You ain't got nothing to say, man. Nah, bro, I'm just listening to you, man, but you know, you ain't bounced too much this time. But you still move a little bit. So you got people. I hope y'all can keep up with this dude, man. Listen, my mind goes here, there, bounce, there, here, there, and everywhere. That's what can I tell you? That's what God does to me. He keeps me focused on not staying in yesterday. He keeps me locked into understanding that yesterday can only bring joys for today if I'm going to let yesterday stay. So, you know, yesterday is a learning experience, and that's it. That's all it ever can be, because it's over. See, the United States of America, you need to understand, yesterday is over. And we're constantly promoting and celebrating yesterdays. These false holidays and so forth and so on, all designed to get people to spend their money. So on the next segment, I'm going to talk about money. I talked about it once before, but I'm going to talk about it again. Because Jesus repeated himself over 500 times in the Bible. Ladies, y'all, much love to you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us, Father, for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, dear Lord, not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are the power, the kingdom, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.